Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Ben Affleck has opened up about his divorce from Jennifer Garner, calling their split the, quote, biggest regret of my life. In an interview with the New York Times earlier this week, Affleck talked about the role his addiction to alcohol played in ending his relationship with Garner, who is also the mother of his three children. He said, quote, I drank relatively normally for a long time. What happened was that I started drinking more and more when my marriage was falling apart. This was 2015, 2016. My drinking, of course, created more marital problems. Affleck and Garner began dating in 2004, married in 2005, then separated in 2015, finalized their divorce in 2018. But if you think about that, I mean, that's 10 years of marriage in Hollywood, which is more than most Hollywood stars can say. Garner has been dating tech CEO John Miller for more than a year, while Affleck is rumored to be dating producer Lindsay Shookus. So you remember how I told you at the beginning of the year that Pamela Anderson was getting married to John Peters? The two wed on January 20th. Then remember here just a couple of weeks ago that I told you that Peters broke it off and filed for an annulment just 12 days after they tied the knot? So it's been not quite 3 weeks since they called off their marriage. And already Mr. Peters, who by the way is 74 years old, is engaged to somebody else. News of Peter's new engagement to producer Julia Bernheim came while Neptune Wellness CEO Michael Camerota rang the NASDAQ closing bell yesterday. Peter's attended as a guest of Camerota and is an investor in Neptune Wellness. This guy just doesn't know when to quit. If he marries this one, that would be number six for him. That's insane. And autopsy results from Dr. Amy Harwick are in, and according to the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office, Drew Carey's ex-fiancée was strangled before falling off the balcony of her third-floor apartment. According to the coroner, Harwick's primary cause of death was from the blunt force injuries to her head and her torso that she suffered in the fall. This revelation explains why, just a day after he posted bail, the suspect in the murder, Gareth Pursehouse, was arrested and rebooked. Pursehouse was Harwick's ex-boyfriend and is accused of breaking into her Hollywood Hills apartment and killing her after a fight. He's charged with murder and first-degree residential burglary with the special circumstance allegation of lying in wait. These charges could land him in prison for the rest of his life. It could even mean that he's sentenced to death. And I told you earlier in the week that Carey's The Price is Right has halted production to allow Carey time to grieve the loss. I can't imagine how hard this is for that guy. I mean, they were exes, but you still care about the person. Even when you break up, you don't want bad things to happen to him, let alone a murder. It's just awful. And what's creepy is that Dr. Harwick, you're hearing all these sources come out and say, well, yeah, she was afraid of this Pursehouse guy. She had a restraining order on him that had just expired, and she was worried about him doing something awful and violent to her. And now here we are. She's gone. I think she was in her 40s. Just an awful story. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.